It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get off to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Miami Heat, they are back on the hardwood tonight against the New York Knicks. Tip-off is set for 7:30 from the Kaseya Center.
Glad to be there.
Coverage on 560 begins at 6:15.
Glad you always go to the Knicks game?
Yeah, when they give me the tickets.
You know, you go.
When they give me the tickets.
There you go. Yeah.
They must have gave them to you because, like me, they give me tickets when nobody else want to go.
Oh, no, I had to...
You had the early request in?
Early request, and I ain't gonna lie, I had to pull it. I was like, come on, man. You know, I really want to take the old man. You know?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I really want to take the old man out.
That's all right. Last time I tried that one, it cost me $3,500.
Oh.
All right, so you guys are all set tonight. What are you going to Bayside beforehand? What are you going to do?
We'll just chill at home and then just go straight to the game.
All right.
And then, you know, leave right after the game.
I wish you guys no success. I mean, I hope you have a good time tonight, but I wish your team no success.
I understand. Same here. You know, that's the good part of the rivalry.
Is your dad like my dad when I take him to Cleveland games?
What?
He want to all of a sudden he's the coach?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen.
He's a man. Look. They ain't serious right now.
Oh,
they slipping. They slipping. I'm like, hey, man, I said, everybody can't go to a game that's 2 degrees with church shoes and no socks like you.
I'll tell you what, the Knicks fan blew it, all right? So did you see the video that went viral of Anthony Edwards after the Wolves-Knicks game, right? And they were all trying to recruit him.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, why? So when I have a bad game, you guys can boo the hell out of me every single night? And here's the thing. You know, look, everyone's going to be pining for Ant's services in the near future.
Like, he fans won't boo.
Oh, not like you guys. You guys are, woof. Woo.
Hey.
And here's the problem. This is where you guys messed up. You traded the number one guy who was your hero 2 years ago. And then, rats off a ship. So having Julius Randle in Ant's locker room over the next couple days, he's going to mother bleep him about New York the entire you don't do that. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You got to send somebody who can send a positive message, like when D-Wade went to Chicago to Jimmy.
And you know who'll talk to Anthony Edwards and talking about the bright lights in big city of New York? Adidas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Adidas. Like, they can't sell shoes anywhere.
That's why they're probably, yeah, go to New York.
I do believe Ant does not care, right? He gonna do him, and he could care less what people think. And you almost have to be that way, right?
Care what people think, Leroy, but I'm sure as you can attest to, those February winters in Minnesota.
I did say this, though. I did say this. With all the blood, sweat, and tears I put on that field in Cleveland, trying my best to win.
Yep.
If I had ever gotten hurt and the fans cheered, I think I would have been a grown-ass man crying.
Jeez.
that like people don't understand. Like, I mean, think about that.
You know what else makes you cry though?
What?
When? February winters in Minnesota.
Oh, I thought you was gonna say Blue Chew when you've had
no Blue Chew this week.
And you need to call them a medical professional.
No Blue Chew this week? Like you ran out?
No, I mean you can always get Blue Chew. You can have a month's supply, but there's just no rains this week. It's back next week. But I'm saying what makes you cry? Those Minnesota winters in February. Oof.
Can I just
that's beyond
I'm
brick.
Gonna just say this. There is no colder place on earth. Like when you get a freeze warning and they say cover your mouth so you don't freeze your vocal cords or anything. That cold. So everybody all you can see is this.
And they expect you guys to play in that weather? Like what?
They had to play in it for a year?
Like well,
2 years?
I think it was 2 years. They had to play the Minnesota
2 years.
With
they
the Gophers.
They played outdoors cuz the University of Minnesota has an outdoor stadium.
Just for research
purposes.
Right,
that was because the dome had a hole in it, right?
Yeah, the snow caved in.
Crazy.
Nasty work.
Just for research purposes, let's see when the Wolves play in Miami this year.
Because they made a ceiling out of baggie to save money.
Man.
But the new one is nice.
What's the coldest weather game you ever played in, Leroy? Well, it had to be. It definitely probably be your home game.
The coldest I ever played, I was in Cleveland. And it was 2 degrees with a wind chill of something crazy. And the field was so frozen that I wore my turf shoes for the game. And wow, I was the only one not slipping.
You know, this lines up perfectly.
I had rubber on the – everybody else had those cleats. And they were sliding all over the place because the field was frozen. And I was like
– when is it coldest in Minnesota, would you say? February? January, February?
January is the coldest month, I think.
Lines up perfectly. Early March, Minnesota trip down to Miami. It's going to be fresh off his mind.
He'll pull Allen Iverson?
There's certain places that I lived up north where it'll snow in December, and that same snow will be there till the thaw. It never gets warm enough for the snow to melt. So, that was Minnesota. The first week I was there, 25 of the 30 days I was there, the temperature never got above zero.
By the way.
And the first day, I had to get a ride because they plowed my truck, my SUV that I rented. All was sticking out was the side view mirrors. It was totally under snow. And then the guy said, oh, buddy, you can't park there.
Okay.
Now you telling me?
Okay.
That's brutal.
That's brutal. Very brutal. But here's my thing with you and Anthony Edwards.
What?
Not like we like to go into people's personal lives. But Anthony Edwards in Miami doesn't sound like a match made in heaven.
It doesn't?
Well, can I say
it's
this?
It's a match made in heaven.
We said the same thing about Zion in New Orleans, and he got in shape.
Oh, I'm not talking about shape-wise.
I'm just saying it's different
I'm
vices.
I'm talking about
different vices. Different vices.
His
we not eating beignets.
Right, but Zion also has another vice that we were also worried about if he came down, and that's the same vice Anthony Edwards has.
He's got a porn star with a face tattoo.
I'm just saying, this guy drops
with his name on it.
He drops points and he drops babies as well. So I'm just saying, him in Miami, because I remember,
look, I don't
Allen Iverson when he was in Philadelphia getting. I got him in trouble. He went out and was late for a practice, and Larry Brown was upset and didn't play him in a game against Miami, which was a televised game. Miami blew them out. And I asked Allen Iverson, was like, why did you step out? He was like, man, I live in cold-ass Philadelphia. You damn right I'm going to step out when I'm in Miami. That was his exact answer.
Which is why March 7th lines up perfectly for an ant visit.
hey, you know, exactly wait. And that's that good at. Weather down here. It's going to be blue skies, high of about.
What's better than March?
Oh, spring break is
dropping. What's better than March in South Florida?
And spring
break. Right before it's hot as hell. Like,
What'd you say? March 7th, right?
Yep.
That spring is about to come. Spring break is happening.
Now, listen, I don't even know if I want them because, you know, Terry Rozier and Tyler Hero, I mean, they're playing amazing right now. They're playing amazing basketball right now. So I don't even, like, we'll see.
You know what?
We'll see. I don't even know if I want them.
Your attitude towards players changes with the weather.
It's lovely today.
Because I tell you what, you are the first one to say, never wanted him. You remember we had to shoot you with the tranquilizer gun?
Dame?
Over Dame.
Blessing in disguise for old wash time.
Well, I mean, dude, you see what they're doing, though.
Do I see what they're doing? This Doc Rivers, what a heist. You want to talk about payroll bandits. Guy goes in there. How did he do this? That team sucks with him as coach. Doc, what the hell? Crazy, man. Take a break. Back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Wow, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat back in action tonight, taking on the New York Knicks. We got that for you here. 6:15 is your coverage. 7:30 is your tip from the Kaseya Center. As we will get the East rivals back at it tonight. Very intrigued to check out this match. You guys got anybody hurt tonight, Vlad? Is everybody good to go?
No, everybody's good to go.
Everybody's good to go from the new look New York Knicks and the Miami Heat. Actually got Jay Rich back last game. It was kind of one of those things that slipped under the radar. He didn't play, but he was active. Haywood Highsmith played a hell of a game. And Spo's kind of got... It's an interesting thing right now because...
Is this something that's going on in the league where everybody's trying to go double-digit roster to start the season?
You mean like on rotation?
Yeah, like the Warriors wanted to do the 12-man. I see that the Heat played like 10 players on...
He's been sticking about 10. Yeah. He's been sticking about 10. Now, mind you, that is without Kevin Love. Kevin Love's been away from the team for personal reasons. But I don't know if Kevin Love just slips right in there and takes Thomas Bryant's minutes. I thought Thomas Bryant played a pretty good game. I know... people got a little crazy because of his step back three, but he also, I thought, brought damn good energy in that game. He also he also after getting a tip and that led to a Jimmy Butler and one, he said he shouted at the camera, "I'm him," which I don't think has ever happened just for a tip out. But he was right; it kind of swung the game back in the Heat's favor. So it was a huge play by Thomas Bryant. He's right now. It feels like that final spot has. The last game in Charlotte, it went to Alec Burks. This past game, it went to Haywood Highsmith. If Jay Rich, if there's a guard who's a bit pesky, a Jalen Brunson, maybe we see Jay Rich out there a little bit tonight. I don't know. But I don't think he's going to venture too far off of it. I know everybody's being nutty by the idea that we haven't seen Khalil Ware yet, which I kind of, you know, I think there's been three things so far that we were wondering coming into this season. One, was Bam really going to shoot threes? He hasn't really shot threes.
I don't think that 100's going to hit.
He hasn't really shot threes. He's 0-for-6, so I guess that averages out to 2 a game, which is exactly probably where you want it. He hasn't hit one yet. But it was the passing up of some shots that I was a little I was like, "Yeah, come on, man. Let that puppy go. You know, let it fly." Didn't. The pace, I saw this, everybody was wondering, is the Heat going to be faster? Anthony Chang, at least as far as after the last Heat game, I think they're 29 out of 30 in pace. That hasn't really hit. And then the idea, are the Heat going to get bigger? They're not really playing, they're not going to play Khalil Ware.
No, I see that.
That's this. Oh, here's the injury report, by the way. Precious Achiuwa is out. Good. He kicks Spo's ass every time he plays.
Really?
Oh, he hates Spo's guts.
He's been out since the season, so that's
he hates Spo's guts. Hates him. And Josh Hart, that ankle snatcher.
He'll play.
He's questionable. Yeah. Lower leg contusion.
He's playing.
He just plays?
He's going to play.
Interesting. Intangibles.
Hey, how's Josh Hart's intangibles?
He just brings the intangibles. What he does.
But he's tangible already. He can't bring
it. Fair. But, I mean, like, his game is intangibles. You would agree.
Well, yeah. But what do you... That's funny.
It's a conundrum.
You know what it is? When a tangible has a tangible game, they call it intangibles. But when an intangible has intangibles,
gritty.
They just call it gritty. Yeah, they call it grit.
Gritty and hustle. That's what they call it.
Pittsburgh. Moxie.
So those are kind of three things that you're on the lookout for. Everybody's going. I think people are getting a little nutty with Bam's numbers, which don't look great to start the season. It's games. You know I can't get nuts with it.
That's what I would say, but it's the fact that this is for me. Just looking at this team. Anytime this man averages 20 points or 10, there's a great chance the Heat are going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been hearing that this team is Bam's. Like this, they want to put the onus, the focus on Bam, and it's like, okay. But does Bam really want to put the onus and focus on himself? Because there are times, like you said, he passed up shots and like, damn, Bam, like go dominate, like take over.
The first game was weird. The first game was weird because he got to the free throw line a ton, but he didn't. So it looked like he didn't take a lot of shots. But that was also, I thought, he had to cover for a lot. Paolo was, abusing mismatches, and in the times like when he got to him, he was like throwing it to other dudes and stuff like that. So, look, Orlando's off to a fantastic start. That was one of their tougher games. Certainly, you would expect the Heat to go get the better of Charlotte and Detroit, which they did. I'm intrigued by tonight because I don't really know what to make of the Knicks yet. They're obviously, you got to give them some grace of blending together.
I don't think they'll be a good regular season team. They'll be a better playoff team.
The Knicks?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's not Tibbs thing, though, dude. He doesn't.
I know, but I just think it's just going to take them some time. But I think they'll be a better team towards the end of the season than they will be through the course.
We'll see. We'll see. It's such a different way to go from where they've been. And so it's going to be an interesting look tonight. But I also think that, what I've been liking is, the Miami Heat.
I love your backcourt. Your backcourt is just,
they've been playing great.
They've been playing.
I'll tell you what I love. I loved the lobs that Terry was throwing. He had that half-court one to Jimmy. He had that beautiful one to Bam. I think those were really impressive. But those guys, man, they were heat-seeking missiles for each other, Bam, Tyler, and Terry. Like people were questioning this, but the thing that makes them both dangerous, and I know Tyler's three-point numbers weren't like impressive, but in certain games they both took double-digit attempts, and Spo loves that, is there are going to be games where those guys are going to be on fire, like hit you 7, 8. Like they won't be able to miss. And people want, they're going to be able to create for each other, create for us. And I think that hasn't really been an issue.
One thing you look at the team now, you're not worried about guys getting their own basket. Like you have guys now that can get if they are one-on-one ISO, they can get to the paint, they can get their shot, they can create.
Mm-hmm.
I think before it was only Jimmy and Tyler.
Yeah.
But now you have you definitely have weapons, offensive weapons, on the court. So you can't just focus on Jimmy. You can't focus on Bam because you got Tyler and Terry. And like you said, if those guys are lit on fire, that takes a lot of stress off of Jimmy and Bam. They could be like, oh, I can focus on the defensive end.
But the thing is, like with this offense that I'm curious about, like the next element which I want Bam to bring to the table with this 3-point shot is like I want him to have just like Nico. Like Nico has not been shooting it great, but he ain't scared to shoot. Like get the ball, put that thing up. Let's go, dude. That's what I want to see. I want to see that. That's what I'm intrigued by. But I know that the things haven't quite a finalized shaken out. And I gotta tell you, like man. One guy whose shot looks good early on is Jaime. Jaime's looked right. He looks like he's put a lot of work in. Just like with the bad, you can't do crazy with the good because it's three games, but it just looks pure. He looks like he trusts it more early on. So that's been a pretty exciting element to check out as well. All right, we'll take a break. Mixed bag. Charles Barkley. He's given his review of the D-Wade statue. That's next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's mix it on up here. Before we do that, I want to let you guys know we're giving you a chance to win a pair of 3-day passes to go to Tortuga Music Festival, April 4th, 5th, and 6th. on Fort Lauderdale Beach. You guys can see Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Luke Combs, and more. To enter, text the word PALM to 20357, P-A-L-M, to 20357. Text PALM to 20357, 20357. For more info, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. All right. Of course, the buzz topic of the week has been Dwayne Wade, the great Dwayne Wade, getting his statue in front of the Kaseya Center. It has been getting universally ripped. And to no surprise yesterday, his guy, Charles Barkley, who, of course, I mean, was his guy. I don't know how tight they are anymore. They used to do T-Mobile commercials together.
You don't think he's on his T5?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But that is a great commercial.
What happened to everybody's fave five? Was it fave five?
Fave five. Your fave five. What was it? Free text and calls to anybody in your fave five?
Yeah.
That's how it worked?
Yeah.
Well, Charles Barkley, to harken back to that commercial, he's telling you, get that statue out of here.
But obviously a great honor for D-Wade.
It's a great honor, but they got to take that thing down.
No. Animated.
Not animated.
If you made an animated face and then they made a bronze statue.
If you made an ugly statue, that's what it would look like. That thing's awful.
It's not awful. Look, he's making an animated face.
Yeah.
After, it's a moment.
That was after he saw the statue right there. That's the face he made after he saw that.
One of the best reactions I saw was that, look, if you showed that to 1,000 people and didn't say who just got a statue, would you ever say, oh, yeah, that's Dwayne Wade?
I would have said Dwayne Wade making an animated face.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Kenny, the statue was so bad, they had to put all his stats behind it so you know who it was.
Hey, shout out to the statue maker, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the statue maker. You put all that time in it, y'all gonna kill him.
Get your education next time.
Jeez. Oh. Wow.
I mean,
I've said this all week. I don't think it's that bad, but I thought Rocky V was good. Like, I can't. If everybody thinks that the statue stinks, I guess it's, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I went to it the other day, too. I took the close-up exam. I'm like, and my final take of it going away was, I think there's a side to it. I think head-on, I guess it looks good, but no one's going to look at it head-on because nobody is 8 feet tall. But, like, I think the one angle that you look at it, it's a little harsher than it is. When you look at it from the right side, it looks like D-Wade.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, it does.
But Tobin, shouldn't, like, whatever angle you look at the statue, should it not look like the person?
I guess, but it's also, I think it's a hard thing to do. I think it's hard to make, like, how many statues are that intense?
Okay, well, this is what I thought. It's a statue, not a bust. But maybe they should have gotten the people from Canton, you know, Ohio, too.
Yes, they are good.
They are very good in getting.
But these guys did the Michael Jordan statue.
But it's not hard to do a Jordan statue. He's bald.
But it's not the hair. It's the
put
jaw.
Put jaundice on the eyes.
Everybody says, though, this is the thing. This is where they went. Like, everybody says it's the jaw. That's where everybody goes to. And D-Wade, that was his idea. Like, he wanted it to be intense. He said, down to the bubble gum that's in his mouth. Like, I don't know. Just maybe it was too detailed. I think that's probably, if they would have gone with less details, you're looking at me crazy, but I'm saying, like, if they went less details, then it wouldn't have gotten as many critiques.
But that's weird, because if they were detailed to, like, the fine comb, it should.
But the thing is like, it's flexed. Like, I think that looks like D-Wade. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I think that looks like him. But
you know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. And this is pause-worthy, but is it? I think D-Wade's such a good-looking person,
right?
That this statue doesn't, that's what it is.
Well, he's also, like, we don't see him angry ever. Like, he's always kind of got, like, the, you know, the,
well, we've seen him angry, but it's not like that.
Not like that. That's one of his most intense moments, though. I don't know. I thought it looked cool. I know I'm in the bag for D-Wade. It's what's gonna happen when we got the street named after him, and, you know, he's coming up to me afterwards. It's Goosey's moment on, you know, best birthday present ever. But, you know, what are you going to do? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Everybody hates it.
But I love how but you know what, Tobin? I give you credit, man. When you were in the locker room and you asked Jimmy, hey, what do you think about that D-Wade statue? Jimmy gave you a smile, and he was like, oh, I think it's cool. But it was just, that smile was like,
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's killed him. I'm sure plenty. Has LeBron said anything about it? LeBron hasn't said anything about it. Yeah, has he?
I don't think they've asked LeBron. I think maybe.
But he hadn't said anything on social media about it. What's Stephen A? Stephen A was there. Did Stephen A rip it?
I didn't hear Stephen A.
I got to find out what he said about it, too.
But I don't think Bron.
I haven't seen anybody defend it. Nobody has come out publicly
and
said.
They ripped it. Jeff Teague and his Club 520 podcast.
That's a good podcast.
They ripped it. Gil and them ripped it. Yeah, like, you know.
Mm, crazy.
Hey, wait, is the Kobe statue, was the Kobe statue outside Staples or now Crypto?
Well, they have multiple statues of Kobe. The one that's like, I think, I don't know which one they did. I think they did the one that just got revealed. Because D-Wade said.
The 24 when he shot it. Like
D-Wade said that he was, when he went to go visit the factory, which he said he went 4 times, 4 hours apiece, that the Kobe statue was being made at the same time.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Speaking of D-Wade, Eric Spoelstra. He was asked by our own Solana after before the last game about the This Is My House game. And Spo, he gave the goods on it. And especially trying to teach his kids who are 6 and 4 years old, his sons. He has a baby daughter. But his sons, I guess, are into basketball cards. Let me tell you something. I saw little Spo, his 6-year-old. Kid's got handles already.
Already,
dude. I was watching him before the red, white, and pink game. I was like, Jesus, this kid could cross up a Tyler Hero. Crazy. Anyway, he was asked about the This Is My House game, and this was Spo trying to explain that game to the play and the game to his kids. Here was the Heat head coach.
I mean, first of all, like the steal on the play, like you either get that steal or it's just like such an over gamble. You know, where you're going to leave the weak side defense totally exposed. But that's what it eventually became a rule that I carry on to today. Like it's something that I've always mentioned with Jimmy that I expressed to everybody else. If you have the talent and the instincts and the ability to make one of those plays, do it. We want you to do it, but you better make it.
Don't lose.
Because if you don't, it's just a wide open shot or play. But it was electrifying. I was watching it the other day with my kids. They've been showing all these highlights over and over, and they've never seen him play, but it's amazing. They have his cards, and my youngest son, Dwayne's his favorite player. I mean, he's 4 years old. He's always asking, is Dwayne Wade going to play tonight? I'm like, no, he's... I wish. My older son, who's 6, he's like, what did you say right there? Because, when he stole it and made it, I said, I'm like, don't worry about that. Pan on to the next one. But that's what those moments are. They're moments. They're the ones you always remember. All right, thank you.
He said ish, by the way, guys. Yeah. 2 things watching that video.
Mm-hmm.
What in the Benjamin Button's going on with Spo? How's he aging and looking younger?
I don't know.
He looked older in that video.
Well, it was the suits. He had the big-ass suits back then. That's why. Like, remember, it was his rookie year. He didn't have that.
That was his first season?
That was his first or second season. I don't remember. It was 2009. No,
That had to be second.
Yeah, it was. No, that was his first season. 08, 09? Because that was March of 09, right? Yeah, I think that was his first season.
Okay. Wow, he got the... Wow.
Because then it was 9-10 was the last year before the big three.
Right.
And then the big three. 10-11.
Was 9-10 the elimination to the Raptors?
9-10. No, that was years later. That was 9-10 was they got gentlemen swept by the Celtics.
Okay.
And D-Wade said, guarantee this is the last time I'm going out in the first round in a while. He knew. He knew it was coming.
They all did.
He knew it was coming, dude. Funny enough, though. You know, he mentions that gamble play to Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler talked about this. He was like, the Heat, their big thing is they're trying to get after it with steals.
That was your question.
Yeah. And he was like, I want us all to gamble. So it's funny enough where Jimmy Butler's like talking about this, and Spo has these rules. And the way that he's explained it is on this team, there's the rules and Jimmy Butler's rules, but Jimmy Butler wants everybody to follow his rules.
When you see all of your teammates kind of buy into that, how much do you like that as a teammate?
I love it. Gamble. You just got to get like 4 out of 6. You can up two. Spo will probably get mad, but if you get 4 out of 6, you can't be too mad. I want all the gambling in the world. That's what I do. I want everybody else to follow suit.
Man.
Okay, see, this is where you can understand why Jimmy and management have problems. If management, if the coaching staff is telling you, I don't like it, but Jimmy's like, if you do it 4 out of 6 times, he might be upset. But at least you did it 4 out of 6 times.
This is one of those things, though, where, like, you know, he's taken Nico under his wing.
Oh, yeah.
And so Nico's like, you know, because if Jimmy does it,
I can do it.
No problem. But if Nico does it, Spo's going to crush him and not play him anymore. But, like, every night you're seeing Jimmy's taking Nikola Jovic out to dinner. And so, you know, he's going to try and follow the Jimmy Butler rules, which I kind of like. But I don't know if that's going to – like, there's going to be a game where he's going to put Nico in the doghouse for
it. I feel bad for me, Nico, because who does he not listen to? Does he not listen to
his – You got to listen to Jimmy.
He has to listen to Jimmy, but he has to listen to his coaches. He's effed.
I think Leroy will tell us, because I remember he's told the story many times where – you know, he would break off routes because Bernie Kosar told him to, and his coach was Belichick. And he goes, who do I choose there? I got to go with Bern. So I think Nico's going to go with Jimmy. I don't know. Speaking of the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers were fined yesterday.
Really?
$100,000 for their little maintenance program for Joel Embiid, their public comments about Joel Embiid. And Nick Nurse was asked about it and got very snippy with the media. Here was the Sixers head coach.
Obviously, we have to worry about Joel and Paul. In terms of their participation in practice today, were they able to do any live 5-on-5 or anything like that today?
You guys got the update. They were in parts of practice. On we go. Apologies, but go ahead.
Sorry. It sounded like you guys went pretty hard for a good chunk of time today during practice. What was the focus, or what were you trying to hone
just trying to establish and maintain some type of identity and toughness of who we want to be and who we are and how we want to play, which finally showed up there 3 games in, just staying on that track.
With Joel's plan,
I'm not going to answer. Go ahead. Anybody else got anything?
What was different?
They've given you the updates on that, right? They've given you the updates on Joel.
All right. I am a little confused as to why they got fined, though. Like, I think it's one of these things where I guess Joel came out directly and said he wasn't going to play back-to-backs, but he is legitimately hurt, I would assume, because, I mean, he's missed the first 4 games of the season. This seems very, very strange. But the NBA, obviously the NBA is dealing with a big problem with player maintenance and guys playing. The ratings are down, all that stuff. And then on top of it, they stupidly bank on the Philadelphia 76ers for national TV games, which is, I mean, that's your problem, guys. You should have known that off the bat. But either way, Nick Nurse, I don't know what to tell you, dude. Like, that, if you guys came out with this plan from the jump, you got to know that the Philadelphia media is going to ask you about that. I don't know what you're getting all snippy about.
He's just snippy, dude.
Snippy.
Nick Nurse doesn't look like he's been happy ever since he won that title in 19.
Why would you be?
I don't know.
The guy got lightning in a bottle. They sent Dwayne Casey packing. This guy ended up with the greatest Kawhi Leonard season of all time.
I mean, yeah.
Crazy.
And he's the guy that made and he's the coach that had Joel Embiid cry to the locker room.
He was. That's true. And now he's like, oh, who am I believing in here? Oh, Joel and Paul George. They're like, oh, I'm like, God. Hey, but, yeah, Paul George.
By the way, did you see them? Like, they're not a big team.
No, because they got. It's like the Heat. They got Joel Embiid, but they're having Caleb Martin play power forward.
They have Caleb Martin playing the 4, and I'm like, Caleb Martin and Kelly Oubre at your wings are not what you. It's not going to win you a title.
Yeah, it's I mean, Caleb's like shown that he can be a playoff player. He did blow that game last year, free chicken at the free throw line, idiot. But either way, it's not so much that. It's just like, it's the stars, dude. You can't rely on them. He's going to get hurt again. It's like, it's tough to say, but I just don't know how many years. He's 30. How many times are you going to do this with him? It's ridiculous. And then on top of it, Paul George, another one who's infamously Mr. 4-6. Go trust him if you want to, Stan Van Gundy. Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. Dolphins, of course, getting ready for... It's kind of the final stand of their season, really, coming up this Sunday. Get into that coming up next.